Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Records Guy Podcast, the show that focuses on topics and individuals from the field of records management. Here's your host, Richard Goreski.
Thank you for joining me on another episode of the podcast that promotes topics and individuals from the field of records management and information governance. I am Richard Goreski. For all you John Conley fans out there, I'm just a common man, drives a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. Clearly, if you've ever heard the show, I don't have a pedigree, but the recorded ancestry of oneself or family is the perfect segue to today's show, because ARMA Milwaukee's next meeting is all about genealogy. Set for Thursday, November 29th, 2018. I'm going to read from the formal ARMA Milwaukee announcement here. Genealogists make up the largest single user group for local government records. They rely on court documents, land records, and school records to piece together the history of their own families. Senior reference archivist Lee Grady will discuss examples of local government records held by the Wisconsin Historical Society and how they are used every day by genealogists. The Wisconsin Historical Society is the official archives for the state of Wisconsin and for 71 of the 72 counties in the state. Our local government collections include court files, tax rolls, school records, and a variety of administrative documents. These records are used by a wide range of people, including middle school students, university undergraduates, hobbyists, legal professionals, documentary filmmakers, authors, and ordinary citizens interested in the history of their homes or communities. This meeting will also include a question and answer session, so feel free, if you're coming to the meeting, to come with your genealogy questions. In addition to answering questions from the audience, Lee will share tips, best practices, and resources that he's come across during his 20-plus years as an archivist. And, quote, with me today to talk about this upcoming meeting is none other than the senior reference archivist at the Wisconsin Historical Society, Mr. Lee Grady. Thank you for coming on the show today, Lee.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, looking over your bio prior to doing today's show, it says that you have master's degrees, plural, in American history and library and information studies from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. You've been with the Wisconsin Historical Society for over 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. You've presented in the past on topics such as local history, maps, state institutions, and even military records. A quick Google search found numerous hits, including an article where you were quoted for the Wisconsin State Journal. When it comes to the field of information and archives, you, sir, sound like you should be on one of those most interesting man in the world commercials. Like, I could see it right now. Lee Grady, the most interesting man in archives. Stay thirsty for knowledge, my friends. Would you please tell our audience a little bit about yourself and also a little bit about how you settled into information management as a career?
Well, man, I sound like an interesting guy for sure from that introduction.
You do.
I was born and raised in the Green Bay area of Wisconsin, actually just a couple of blocks from Lambeau Field. And when I was a kid, I was always interested in old stuff, old music, old books, that sort of thing. A friend and I would spend time in junk stores and antique stores looking for old records, radios, games, or anything that caught our attention. So when I came to the University of Wisconsin in the 1980s, I ended up gravitating toward history. So I took a lot of history courses and eventually decided I would major in history. After I graduated, I didn't have enough yet, so I continued on to graduate school here at the UW to get my master's degree in American history. And it's while I was a student, a graduate student, I got a job here at the Wisconsin Historical Society. That's when I discovered that you could get a job as an archivist and spend all your time working with old papers and photos, maps and films and that kind of thing. So I came out of that student job thinking this is this is what I want to do. So I more or less stayed on ever since then. That was like the mid-80s. I was a student worker. I went, after getting my master's in history, I continued on to library and information studies, specializing in archives work, and then got a series of jobs here until I got a permanent staff position about 25 years ago or so.
I always like to say whenever I get a chance to interview people, it's fun to hear how they got into the position that they're in, into this career field. And many people fall into it, but if you always look back, there's always something there that, you know, you can see it coming if you look back in time. So the fact that you used to go back and you were really curious about history and going through little shops, it's kind of fun. That's really cool to hear.
Yeah, it explains things in retrospect, but certainly, yeah, I didn't even know there was such a job as an archivist until I came here to work as a student worker. But you're right. I mean, it was my interest that led me to history, led me to come to the Historical Society, and yeah, that's, it makes sense now looking back.
I loved it so much, you're going to help preserve it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And on Thursday, November 29th, you're going to be speaking about genealogy for Arma Milwaukee at the Machine Shed in Pewaukee. I'm sure you've assisted people who are tracing their origins, but I thought it would be fun to ask if you ever spent time tracing back your own ancestry. So have you done that? And if so, what did you learn?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I spent a lot of time looking at my own family history. It turns out I have a pretty typical Wisconsin background. My ancestry is German, Irish, and Polish, which happens to be the three largest immigrant groups to the state in the 19th century. So there you are, the three largest ones. That's what I am, Polish, German, and Irish. I've learned a lot of interesting things in doing that family history, but one of the most interesting was what happened to my great-grandparents during World War I. My great-grandfather and great-grandmother had arrived separately in the late 1860s from Germany. They were only about 10 years old at the time. Somehow, my great-grandfather got the idea that his dad had gone through the naturalization process at some point and become a citizen. That would have made him automatically a citizen, and then when he got married to my great-grandmother, that would have made them both automatically citizens. So he continued on with that belief until the U.S. became involved in World War I, and then he discovered that his dad had never actually become a citizen. And so even though my great-grandfather and grandmother had lived in the U.S. for 50 years, he was not a citizen, and he and his wife were required to register as alien enemies. That was during World War I, and there was anybody who was a German-born and who was not a citizen had to register as an enemy alien or an alien enemy. And I'm sure that was a humiliating thing for them. But at the same time, you know, at the same time as that, too, three of their sons were fighting overseas in the U.S. Army. So a lot of people don't know about that. I didn't know anything about that, you know, German registration of Germans during World War I, really, until I ran across my great-grandparents' registration cards and some family papers and then started looking into it a little bit. So see, it's, you never know where something like that is going to lead you as you're poking through your old family papers or you're doing this kind of family history research. You really don't.
It's an incredible story. I mean, and that's just one. It's incredible what you can find when you start to dig.
That's just one thing. Yeah, and if you have the interest and the time, that's the problem too, is the time, of course. I mean, I have a full-time job, so I end up spending time at home, staying up till 2 a.m, you know, researching this kind of thing. But if you follow those paths, I mean, there's a lot you can learn, I mean, about your ancestors. And there really are, each one of those is an incredible story, each person in your family's past. You know, they were real people, and I always feel like genealogy is sort of bringing them back to life in a way, because I never met my great-grandparents. You know, they had passed away long before I was born. But I feel like in a way they're not forgotten. You know, if you do the kind of family history research and learn about their stories, you're sort of bringing them back.
I think I personally gain a great appreciation for what they had to go through and what life was like. And I always use that as a little bit of a motivator, a little something that helps me feel better when I'm going through any struggles in life, like the cold I have right now. Pardon me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me there. Now you are living up to your billing as the most interesting man in archives. So if you could please,
that.
Oh, you certainly are, my friend, that what you just stated before could have been a commercial on Ancestry.com. Without giving away too much, for individuals thinking of attending on Thursday, November 29th, 2018, please give us a glimpse of what you'll be presenting.
Well, the Historical Society that I work for has one of the richest North American history collections in the world. I mean, beyond genealogy, I mean, we are one of the best places in the country to study the history of Hollywood film and theater, believe it or not. So if you want to see an original script for the movie Casablanca or Citizen Kane or costume designs for Alfred Hitchcock movies and those kinds of things, you can see those originals here. We're one of the best places to study the history of the civil rights movement in America. We started collecting things in the early 1960s, so you can learn about the Little Rock Nine or efforts of people like Rosa Parks at the Highlander Center in Tennessee. Amazing, amazing stuff. And all those stories of your own family. I mean, we have one of the best genealogical collections in the world for North America. So that's the thing. I mean, people don't, the challenge is always getting the word out about it. I mean, people don't expect to find those things here in Wisconsin. Sure, you would expect to find, you know, that we're the Wisconsin Historical Society, so we would be great with Wisconsin history. But if your ancestors, if you're doing your family history and you have ancestors that were not originally from Wisconsin, you can still find resources here. We are one of the top genealogical resource libraries or reference libraries in the world for North America. So one of the top few in the country. So you can do your family history no matter where it leads you, especially if it's somewhere in North America here at the Historical Society. So what I do is when I talk about the Historical Society and our collections, I like to, it's partly about spreading the word about the resources we have and that we're open to people. And to do that, I talk about in general, I'll give an overview of the kind of sources we have, all of the genealogical sources for sure. I'll give a little bit about our collections in general, but focusing on genealogy. And then within the genealogy materials, I'll talk especially about government records, local government records, state government records, because actually those are what most people end up using for genealogy, and it's something that I'm sure the audience members on Thursday are most familiar with already. And I'll give some specific examples. You know, I'll talk about show some records, talk about some little mini stories of individuals who are documented in those papers to give people ideas of how they might use records like that to trace their own family history. And also, be there to take specific questions. And as you said, if people have their own questions about their family histories or things that have been stumping them or they don't know where to turn, you can try to stump me. I'll give it my best shot to answer questions. So that's more or less what people can expect.
Fantastic. Genealogy and Records is the name of the session. Lee Grady is presenting, and that was just a taste, just a little taste of what's going to be served up at the Machine Shed on Thursday, November 29th. Great food at the Machine Shed. Excellent food. Registration starts at 10:30 a.m. The program begins at 11 a.m., shortly after 11, and lunch will be served shortly after noon. For more information or to sign up for this event, visit the ARMA Milwaukee website at armamilwaukee.org. Lee, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. I'm really looking forward to seeing you on the 29th. In parting, do you have a blog that people could follow, maybe Twitter, some other contact information that people could latch on to in case they'd like to have you speak for their organization?
Well, I want to give people there's an email address you can contact me at, and it's Ask Archives, all one word, ASKARCHIVES, at wisconsinhistory.org. Wisconsin History is all one word spelled out. So Ask Archives at wisconsinhistory.org. So if you're thinking about having me talk, that's great. You can send a message to that email address. Or if you have specific questions about your family history, things that have been stumping you, or, you know, some question that's come up, or you don't even know where to start and you want some help getting started, that email address, you can also use that for those kinds of questions. We answer something like, 400, 450 questions a month. So we're used to it. That's what we do. Just bring them on.
Well, he's Lee Grady, the most interesting man in our lives. That's going to do it. Until next time, I'm Richard Goreski, thanking my guest on today's show, Lee Grady, for joining me. So long, everyone.
Well, that's the end of the life cycle for this show. If you'd like to reach the host or one of his guests, you can contact the show via email at Goreski1@yahoo.com. That's Goreski and the number 1@yahoo.com. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of the Records Guy Podcast. The views expressed on this show are solely those of the host and his guests. They are not necessarily reflective of ARMA International, ARMA Milwaukee, or the ARMA Milwaukee Board.